some breaking news this morning. There's a royal visit in Northern Ireland. Prince Harry and his future wife, Meghan Markle, have just arrived. Sarah Gervin can tell us more about this. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So the stars, the royal stars, have just arrived, have they?
Just arrived in Northern Ireland, Stephen. And they're arguably the most famous couple in the world right now, and they've just landed in Northern Ireland. Now, I'm at the Icon Centre outside Lisburn, jostling with the world press here. It's a very windy, damp day, so not great weather to welcome Prince Harry and Meghan, but they're all here waiting to get that first snap of the engaged couple. Now, Prince Harry was last in Northern Ireland last September, but he was a single man then. This time he's brought his fiancée, American actress Meghan Markle, to meet teenagers here in Lisburn from peacebuilding initiative Amazing the Space. That mission was actually launched by Prince Harry during that visit last September. Now, lots of school children here, Stephen. They'll be performing musical and theatrical numbers for the couple based on peacebuilding before they move on to their next stop. And as you can imagine, much excitement here. And we are expecting the couple to arrive here in Lisburn within the next few minutes.
Yeah, and Meghan Markle, for those who aren't into their box sets and things, like, I know Meghan Markle from Suits.
Absolutely. She's a world famous actress, and obviously you can't open a magazine or a newspaper at the moment, Stephen, without seeing pictures of her and Prince Harry. Absolute, excitement, that's fever pitch running up to this wedding on May the 19th. So it's a big deal for them to be in Northern Ireland today. And after they leave Lisburn here this morning, it's time for lunch and, well, possibly even a cheeky pint at Belfast's most famous bar, arguably the Crown. They'll find out about the history of the building there from the National Trust. And if people out there do want to see the couple, well, they will be greeting members of the public on Great Victoria Street. So no doubt many, many hands to shake there. And after the Crown, it's on to Catalyst Inc. It's a science park meeting more young people. So the visit today is very much based on meeting young people and youth leaders. And finally, rounding off that whirlwind trip, they'll be going to Titanic Belfast. From there, it's back on the plane, the visit is over, and back home to Kensington Palace.
And the wedding invites have gone out, Sarah. I haven't got one.
Well, that surprises me, Stephen, but I haven't either. So I'm assuming that ours have been lost in the post. You know, Royal Mail can be slow at this time of year. So the invitations looked amazing when they went out yesterday. But I would say that you'll get squeezed onto the list. I'm certainly free. I have a hat. I'm available. Just putting it out there. I would definitely like to go. But the countdown is really on to May 19th. If you read any sort of newspaper, you know, whether you're familiar with Prince Harry or Meghan Markle, there's so much speculation at the minute about the dress, the big day, the honeymoon, the cake even. We've had lots of news this week about the cake. And that's going to continue for the next few weeks until that wedding day on May the 19th. So a one-day visit to Northern Ireland today, much excitement. But people will be hoping that after the couple get married, they will return to Northern Ireland.
And just finally, there's been no royal weather for today. They're going to get soaked, aren't they?
Well, I'd like to, feel a little bit sorry for them, Stephen, but seeing as I'm already completely drenched to the skin, yeah. I think they'll have more umbrellas and more protection than we will. Just to paint the picture here, we all are hemmed in waiting for the couple to arrive. There is a bit of a downpour. It has dried off slightly, so maybe that will hold while they arrive. But I would imagine they'll be well protected, not like the press. And as I say, the press really are here from all over the world. Such is the interest in this visit today.
Okay. Sarah Gervin, thank you. So the news this morning that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, his future wife, they're in town. They've just arrived in Belfast a number of minutes ago. Only in the Nolan Show. I can see some people ringing us here saying they've never heard of Meghan Markle. She's a worldwide superstar actress. Have a look at her in Suits. It's a brilliant show, actually.